Hi, I'm Anna, and this is my Digital Media Awareness Assignment. I will be answering the provided questions and hopefully help you understand more about disinformation. Let's start off with, what is disinformation? Disinformation is information that is not true and is there to mislead anyone. Disinformation is what we also call fake news, and what you need to do your best to avoid. How does disinformation impact a community? Society makes decisions based on the information that they know. When an individual needs information, they search for it, usually on the internet. If the results received are all fake news, someone may make the wrong decision, and in that way, society gets affected. I will provide an example on this now, which is the third question. Find and describe a real-world example where disinformation impacted a community. One example I found was the now known as the Pizzagate conspiracy theories. A group of people assumed that a pizzeria named Comet Ping Pong, owned by James Alefantis, was being used as a place kidnapping and trafficking children. The reason this story is so important is because it caused an accident that could have ended up a tragedy. A 28-year-old man, following these allegations, walked into the pizzeria carrying an assault rifle. He pointed the gun at a restaurant employee and fired, although no one ended up injured. He thought he was solving an issue when, in reality, he got arrested and terrified everyone who was present. I think this story is a perfect example of how fake news spreads and affects society, and some to this day ignore all the evidence and still believe this theory is true. To find this story, I used this website that was suggested, Snopes.com. How has disinformation affected me? One time I can think of how I have been impacted by disinformation is recently involving Ukraine and the war they're going through. I watched part of a live stream which was supposedly footage of the war. Later, I figured out it was fake, although by then I had shared it with a couple of my friends. Obviously, I was not critically impacted by this, although others could have been. I also figured out that a lot of videos like this one had been shared, and millions of people have watched and trusted that they were true. I think that it is ridiculous that millions of individuals were being deceived by videos made from a couple of good editors who decided to lie. The last question is, how would I help my fellow classmates identify and stop the spread of disinformation? Research before you assume. I would advise to not trust all seen on the internet and only spread news that is backed up by factual evidence. It is easy to think that you cannot be tricked by fake news and accidentally skip over key red flags. It is easy to be pulled in by flashy titles and words that are simply exaggerating the real issue. That is all I have to say about disinformation. Thank you for listening.